And this is the Jefferson Exchange on Jefferson Public Radio. As I explained a little earlier, no Vents Day this week because of my vacation the last couple of days. We'll get back to Vents Day next week. Right now, moving on to a totally different segment and a real treat because the main tool of modern music in the West is the guitar. So much of our music is based on people standing up, strumming and picking at six strings. Today, we expand the number of strings and probably our minds just a bit as well. The sitar is the central instrument for the next few minutes. Deo Bharat Mishra is a sitar artist and the director of the Banaras Academy of Indian Classical Music in Varanasi, India. He is touring the West Coast with companions, including Mahapununya Das. They are both in the studio with me. Deo Bharat Mishra, thanks so much for joining us on The Exchange.
Thank you. Thank you for having us here.
So obviously, classical music means different things in the United States and India, doesn't it?
A little bit, but I think the music is universal, and it has a universal language. And whenever I go to any place in the world, even they don't speak our own language, or I don't speak their language, but through music we can converse. And I think music is a global language.
And I've noticed some of the work you've done in the past in combining Indian music with Western style music. You did some Italian concerts a few years ago.
Yeah, I did Italian concert, and also now my CD, one of the world music CD, which is with a saxophone player, Roger Hansel from Germany, and it's recorded there and being we won best German critic prize just last month, and also the CD being sent to Grammy Award, and hope they will nominate us.
You know, when I look at the history of musical musicianship and musical teaching in your family, it goes way back from the sounds of it. It sounds like you can't go back even centuries and not find somebody who didn't play music in your family.
Yeah, everybody did played music. So I'm the 11th generation in my family, and my family been like from 15th, 1600 century, they've been in music. I think it's more than that.
That's amazing. And so you have quite a little tour you've got going on here. You were in Arcata on Monday. You were played in Ashland yesterday. You're playing Ashland again tonight at the Grizzly Peak Winery, I see. Playing the Umpqua Valley Arts Association in Roseburg tomorrow, and the Eugene Yoga Center in Eugene on Friday. So a very, very busy tour here.
Yeah, and then we have a concert also in Bellingham and other places. But in Oregon, yeah, we do have quite a lot of concerts.
All right, so we have sitar and we have dobra here in the studio with us. Is that what I'm looking at?
Yeah, I mean to say, today we play this sitar and tabla instrument, and I will have a small presentation, and this is a morning raga because you are here. We are having interview in morning because Indian ragas can goes. They have like morning, afternoon, mm-hmm. evening, night, midnight rags. So today we play a very nice rag called Bhairo, and I will give you a small short play here for all of you.
So there's a morning raga called Bhairo?
Rag Bhairo, yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And the sustain goes on and on and on. As Deo brought Mishra and Mahapuninya Das here on the Jefferson Exchange and Jefferson Public Radio's News and Information Service. We'll call ourselves the Music and Information Service for the month. That's an amazing work. Is this something you just sort of do every day? I mean, how complicated is this compared to any of the other work you do?
Well, it's like any normal job what you do. It's music is the same thing for us. Like I know some musicians, they practice from 10 to 5 as mm-hmm. like they go to office to work. And we do same things like we have to practice every day for 5 hours, 6 hours every day we do. And then we get, prepare for concerts or music, anything.
Give us a little a walk through the sitar here, because I've never fully understood the instrument itself, and I see now, having seen it up close really for the first time, that you've got some strings under what would be frets on a guitar, some strings over what would appear to be the frets on a guitar, and they start at different places on the neck.
Yeah, it's actually, in guitar you are doing mostly like chording, mm-hmm. and here you are playing most melodic. Mm-hmm. And we do have like seven strings here, main seven strings, and which is like you are hearing. This is seven strings, and then we have sympathetic string, which is under the main strings, and that sounds. It's like harp. And we do have frets here, like mm-hmm. also 20 frets here. And these frets are like a little bit curved, mm-hmm. so that we can make a little bit banding. Like in guitar, you can do a little bit like this. But here you can do.
That's a long stretch on that string, yeah.
You can do like 5 notes or 5.5 notes banding with this. And there is a down part which is it's called like it's made of gourd, it's pumpkin, mm-hmm. and this is a like hollow inside here, mm-hmm. and the sound manufacturing this part, all sound comes from here. So yeah, and it's a beautiful instrument, and I think it's very close to voice also. Like you can follow through this instrument, like if somebody's singing you can follow it.
Mm-hmm. So do the sympathetic strings sound only when you're playing the other ones?
Yeah, you don't play it often. Just it's vibrating. So it's like you feel like it's like a symphony sound comes, like it's full with support of the sympathetic sound. So which scale normally you play? Because we play many different scales. Like I played now morning scale. So this morning scale I tune underneath.
Mm-hmm.
And they're sympathetic, and same sound represent is like it make like big vibration there.
So there's a different scale for evening. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, in evening we have different scale, and morning we have different, afternoon we have different. So you have to tune sympathetic scale.
Mm-hmm.
Which scale you are playing, which you scale you are following. So following. So this sympathetic has to tune in same scale, which produce sitar. As a great sound.
So if you're playing on a regular basis, your sitar is going to be tuned differently about 3 times a day?
Yeah. Wow. Or 5 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
It's tuned any time. Even in concerts, if I change the tuning, if I play different melody, I tune it on concert. So it takes very quick, like 5 minutes.
I was going to ask how long it takes. Just 5 minutes to tune a sitar.
Yeah.
And you've got 20 strings in all?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For me, it takes 5 minutes. But when I was young, it took me 5 hours.
Can you ever remember a time, Deo Brat Mishra, when you were not playing sitar, given that your father played it and his father and so on and so forth back through 11 generations?
Well, I don't think everybody did play sitar. Mm-hmm. What I want to tell you, my father was first who bring sitar. Mostly before that, my family been a vocalist family.
Really? Mm-hmm.
So that's why you hear more vocal also in my sitar, which is very rare because people mostly play sitar as an instrumental. But I play vocalist style, which we call gayaki in India.
I noticed that. You combine forms that are not often combined in India.
Yeah, not combined. So this mm-hmm. This is more feeling, and that can affect more people. So my mission is traveling to the world to make peace through music all around the world with our music, and spread the love and make people happy and make people relax through music. And I think music is something can bring peace and love inside the world.
Is there a particular absence of peace in America you're concerned about, or maybe our presidential election or something that got you here now?
Well, I can say something about that, but I think, people are very, very nice here, American people, and I came back after 7 years here, and I'm feeling so great to meet all my friends, and it's a kind of family, you know. Whenever each community I go and play their concert there, and afterwards concert, you know, many people come and thanks me for coming here and giving, their thanks and become like a kind of part of family, you know. So this is the world should need, that, you know, whole global world, whole world is one family. So it's not I'm Indian or you're American or somebody is Mexican. So whole world is one family, and music is something can combine together everything.
So on that note, I noticed that you do combine a lot of different forms of music. We talked about the fact you've done some work with Western, the Italian concerts, for example. I notice you're also in the trio Benares, which features a saxophone.
Yeah, that's also, actually that CD being nominated, not nominated. We won a prize, like best German critic prize,
right. Mm-hmm.
Last month.
Mm-hmm.
And this trio Benares. And then, it's also might be going to, Grammy. So, and other thing is that I'm playing with my father, mm-hmm. all around the world, but he's 73. He's amazing sitar player.
Mm-hmm.
What you see, hear me, it's like 50% of him.
Really?
Yeah, he's a great musician. And I always tell him that if you see him, he's always cool down. But whenever he takes sitar, he's like tiger. So I say, you are like tiger of sitar on stage. It's hard to follow him. But, I'm here to give message also from my father that, it's spread the love.
I'm curious about the respect and regard for musicians in India. Everybody loves music in America, but nobody seems to want to pay for it. And so you have people who are enormously talented who struggle to make a living. Is it a similar situation in India?
Well, everywhere. Music is, if you go to Europe, if you go to any places in the world, it's the same situation is there. But I think, you have to get well. You have to work hard to get, good play. So it's not only your community help you, but you need to come out from your community. I come out from India, and I'm traveling all around the world. So there is no problem. So if you think only music can be done in America, like American musician feel like, oh, I'm in this community and I should get appreciated, I think it's a little hard. You have to move on. You have to go in different community, and there more appreciation come. Because people, when you see, they see me in childhood, in my city, they say, oh, yeah, he's Deobrat. I know him from very childhood. Mm-hmm. So it's like that.
Well, you're certainly covering a lot of ground on this trip. As we mentioned, have you already been in Arcata and played Ashland once this week, playing the Grizzly Peak Winery tonight, playing the Umpqua Valley Arts Association in Roseburg tomorrow night, and then the Eugene Yoga Center. Yeah, obviously in Eugene on Friday night. Deobrat Mishra and Mahapununya Das, thank you both for joining us today at the Jefferson Exchange, and best of luck with the tour.
Thank you very much for having us here.
Take care.